Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
There has been significant democratic backsliding in the Sahel, including recent coups in Mali, Guinea, Burkina Faso, and now Niger. There are several drivers of political instability in the Sahel, said Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Molly Fee in recent congressional testimony.
The primary problem is weak governance. Every country where a coup has taken place had previously experienced military takeovers. Many of these governments had engaged in corrupt practices, failed to provide basic services, and ignored democratic values by extending term limits or disregarding human rights. Such practices tested the presumption that democracy delivers.
Atrocities by the Islamic State and the branch of al-Qaeda known as JNIM and predations by criminal armed groups have placed unrelenting pressure on governments and civilians, said Assistant Secretary Fee. Military rulers point to the supposed failure of democracy to justify their actions, but military rule does not improve people's lives, underscored Assistant Secretary Fee.
In fact, military rule leaves populations poorer and less secure. The number of deaths from political violence increased by 150% in Mali and 77% in Burkina Faso in 2022. Violence targeting civilians in Mali increased by 38% this year, nearly a third of these incidents perpetrated by Malian security forces or the Wagner Group. Violent incidents in Niger rose by 42% in the month after the coup.
The United States is working to foster a return to democracy in the region, said Assistant Secretary Fee.
In the case of Niger, we are working closely with the regional organization ECOWAS. The African Union and Africa's regional economic commissions are essential partners in advancing peace and democracy. Secretary Blinken met with ECOWAS foreign ministers at the recent UN General Assembly to propose a phased approach to resuming U.S. assistance based on concrete actions to return the country to democratic rule. Committed to the Nigerian people, the United States has maintained humanitarian and basic health and food assistance.
The Sahel is integral to our relationship with the African continent, declared Secretary Fee. That's why the United States will continue to support a return to democracy throughout the region.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.